Steve Burness with us now, President and CEO of the Better Business Bureau. Let's talk about what to watch out for now, Steve. And it's kind of sick that scammers are targeting military personnel, veterans, and charities for our men and women who served our country on this Memorial Day weekend. But it's happening, isn't it?
Yes, Bob, good morning. Thanks for having me. Yes, it's very sad that it is happening when you're, these veterans are doing everything for us in many ways, and the scammers are trying to take advantage of the situation, and it happens each and every year. So we want, the military families as well to understand the scams that are out there. And there's some that are fake charities, too, that say they're helping the veterans when they're actually not, Bob. They're just saying they have a similar name and things of that nature. And then we see fake websites with phony military discounts or benefits that they want these veterans to click on. And impersonation scams. Criminal may pose as VA officials or military representatives to steal personal information for identity theft or money. So it's very disheartening to see, and especially this time of the year around Memorial Day when we're kind of looking forward to giving our respect for our veterans.
Steve, what's the best way to check out an organization before you contribute any money?
Well, there's two ways. One is BBB.org is the main website of the Better Business Bureau. Then we also have the charity arm, which is Give.org, and that gives information on the charities for the veterans or any type of charity operating in North America. It's best to check out the charity beforehand and see if it meets your needs in terms of what you want the money to go to.
It's graduation time, and I know you have a tip or two for college grads. What do they need to be on the lookout for, and also their parents?
Well, unfortunately, as they enter into the working world, the scammers are there ready to clamp their claws on them. So be very careful of anybody promising these great offers without doing the checking on them. One of the most common ways scammers target college graduates is fake loan forgiveness opportunities, where they say they can help you in some way with your tuition or previous money that is owed for tuition. And it's all you do is have to click here or give us your credit card number or social security number in some way. So be careful of any unsolicited messages about helping you with your unpaid tuition. And again, researching before you're accepting a job or job interviews. I think a lot of our college students are not, up to date on what to look out for, and that there's bad actors out there trying to take advantage of the situation. So these scammers pose as legitimate organizations and go after the college graduates, saying no experience, we can make six-figure salary, click here. And unfortunately, they actually take them through a brief interview, Bob, and it makes it look like it's authentic, and then they ask you for personal information, including your bank account number and your social security number, claiming they need it to set up a direct deposit or file taxes. And guess what, Bob? That's a good way of taking their stealing their identity as well.
Mm-hmm. Are you hearing a lot about people getting messages on one platform or another about unclaimed property? There was one of our listeners mentioned to us about a letter from Home Depot. That sounds like a scam, doesn't it?
Yeah, we're hearing a lot of those unclaimed property coming from all sorts of messages. You'll see by the email address, it's coming from a Gmail account. So if you think it's authentic, check into that offer itself. Look at the law firm or the company itself. It's from Home Depot. Then call Home Depot directly. Just don't click on those links when these offers are too good to be true, especially with unclaimed property that they have for you or that you can make some money on or whatever it may be. They're trying to entice you to click on those links. And once you do, Bob, you can take control of your computer, as you know.
Mm-hmm. Are the is the Better Business Bureau hearing a lot about fake messages from people asking you to join a Facebook private group?
Yeah, we're seeing a lot of those increasing requests, and it's coming from your friends saying to join these groups, and your friend is not asking you that. They may have hijacked their account. So somebody asking you to join a group or click on here to see these a special movie or unfiltered, some type of situation, be very wary of it. Talk to your friend, call them up, or send them a separate email asking them when they want to join this private group, because you never know what's in that private group. Then they have the investors. They said they can help you invest your money. and they just try to sell you things on that platform as well. When you think it's your friend putting in there, it's not, Bob.
One more thing I wanted to ask you about. We've heard about a fake going out of business sale. I think the one going around now is about Joann Fabrics, isn't it?
It is. Joann Fabrics is closing. The stores are closing and holding, you know, clearance sales. But unfortunately, the scammers are going online saying they are the Joann store, and they actually have 80-90% off these items. So it's a fake website, Bob, that really trying to take advantage of the situation. So if you click on the ad for these fake sales, you go to a fake website then, Bob, and therefore you are liable to click on a link that has spam or malware into it, malware, mm-hmm. or they want to steal your bank or credit card information that you're buying these items when there's nothing to buy because these are all fake. So if you see something online about Joann, fabric and craft stores, that is not happening. They're not doing it. They're only doing in-store clearance sales on the as well.
Thanks for the warning. Good to know. Steve Burness, President and CEO of the Better Business Bureau. Thank you, Steve. Have a good one.
You too, Bob. Thank you.